Well, there were two major new studies out today, one from Europe, one from Boston, both concluding that in addition to thinking about cholesterol when we think of heart disease, we should be thinking a lot more about triglycerides and the role genetics play in who's affected by them. Like cholesterol, triglycerides are fats necessary for life. Too much has long been associated with heart disease. But some people aren't affected by them. Why? Well, the answer could be a genetic defect, a good one. Dr. Sekar Kharassian led the study here in Boston. He's Director of Preventive Cardiology at Mass General Hospital, a professor at Harvard, and an associate member of the Broad Institute. And he's on the line with us from a research conference in New Hampshire, where I'm sure this is very much the buzz. Dr. Kharassian, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin. A pleasure to join you.
You led a study of people who, through a rare genetic mutation of one gene, have dramatically lower levels of triglycerides in their blood. Take us further. What does that mean to you?
It's a two-part experiment. One is we wanted to understand which genes across the genome basically contribute to triglyceride levels in the population. And then second, we asked whether genes that relate to triglycerides, do they also affect risk for heart attack? We did an analysis looking at every gene, mutations in every gene, for a relationship to the triglyceride levels, and found that one gene was strongly related to triglyceride levels, and that gene was called apolipoprotein C3, or APOC3. And about 1 in 150 people in the United States carries a mutation in this gene that breaks this gene. And we found that people who carry these mutations, the 1 in 150, they have about 40% lower triglyceride levels lifelong. The second part of the experiment is, hey, are these people protected from risk of heart disease? And so we looked at these mutations in the gene, in the APOC3 gene, in a little over 100,000 individuals, and found 500 that carried one of these APOC3 mutations that break the gene. And we compared the heart disease rate in the 500 versus the remainder, and found that if you carried one of these four mutations in the APOC3 gene, you would have about 40% lower risk for heart attack. This really suggests that breaking this gene or getting rid of this gene is maybe one effective way to reduce risk of heart attack.
Well, it's quite something. The APOC3 or APOC3 gene, you know, creates this protein that doesn't allow the body to remove these triglycerides. But if the gene is broken, that protein is not there, and so the body's removing the triglycerides. I know in an earlier study, they found that Amish people who drank milkshakes who had this broken gene, they weren't affected by the milkshakes. They didn't gather fat. It just went right through them.
Yeah, surprisingly, in the Amish, 1 in 20 Amish actually carries this one of these mutations. And they did a very interesting experiment. They gave the Amish a milkshake, a fat milkshake, and measured triglyceride levels every hour for 6 hours after the milkshake. In you and me, and assuming we don't have the mutation, remarkably, the triglyceride level spikes up about 4 hours after having a fatty meal, from an average of about 60 to a high of about 160. But in the people, in the Amish people who carried the mutation, their triglyceride levels did not budge at all after the fat milkshake. And a few hours afterwards, their triglycerides stayed around 60 or 70.
Well, now because of your research and the research from Europe, we know why. It's because they have this mutated gene, which is allowing these triglycerides to just go right through. Couple thoughts. First of all, this is unfair. That some people have this mutation, so they're not holding on to triglycerides. But what do we do with this information? Do we try to now break this gene, the APOC3 gene, in other people?
Yes, Robin. The latest concept in terms of human genetics and drug discovery is to develop medicines that mimic the natural success of the human genome. Here's a situation where we found a subset of individuals who, because of a mutation that breaks a gene, actually are naturally protected against risk of heart attack. So this really is an experiment of nature, and it teaches us that if we're able to mimic that mutation, let's say with the medicine, that we would have a pretty good shot at actually reducing risk of heart attack. This is among the best kind of evidence that one could get ahead of doing large, expensive drug trials with the medicine, which will need to be done anyways, but you really want to improve your chances that the medicine's going to work, and this kind of human genetic evidence really gives drug developers a big leg up in terms of what's the right target to go after.
Quite something. Dr. Sekar Katharasan, who led the study here in Boston, published today in the New English Journal of Medicine. There's also research coming out today from Europe showing that triglycerides are an important indicator in heart health, and also that one gene in particular might play a role here. Dr. Katharasan, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin.
And we'll have more on both studies at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.